The last time ship's officers struck on the Great Lakes, Jimmy Carter was still president. On August 1st, ship engineers, stewards, deck officers, and captains walked off the job when their contract with American Steamship Company expired and talks collapsed. American Maritime Officers Union President Tommy Bethel says it's hard for shipmasters to walk.
Because he sort of wears two hats. I mean, he's the company's representative on the vessel. He's the guy in charge of the whole crew, and then he's also a member of the union, too. So it's tough on the master, probably more so than anybody.
Bethel says they've agreed to work indefinitely under the old contract until they can hammer out a new one.
As soon as we get things back into order and the emotions die down, we'll start the process of trying to negotiate an agreement. But we're doing a pretty good job of getting the guys all back and getting them aboard the ships and getting them loaded with cargo and restoring operations.
Since the ships were laid up for little more than a week, Bethel thinks it'll only be a hiccup on iron ore, coal, and limestone cargo totals. Seaway Port Authority of Duluth Director Adolf Ojard agrees. He says there's still time to catch up for lost trips. Mostly he's relieved the strike didn't last long.
We did not need, we just did not need a strike or a disruption to maritime service at this time.
In a news release, American Steamship Company says the disruption will be minimal. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.